Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say and there's so much to do in such a short amount of time. But the Lord is watching, and He knows those that will follow Him and obey Him and do the things that He's given them to do. And the Lord is using everybody as much as they are willing. As much as they are willing, He's using them to do His purposes. Many times, people look to think about a church that's on fire for the Lord. You know, many people are greatly desiring to see people be on fire for the Lord. And that kind of dedication always comes from love. The main thing is love. If love is ever in place, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. Our capabilities run deep, and they are very strong. The more we love, the more we live. It's the people who love God, they're the ones who do the mighty works. Now, sometimes people may think a mighty work is a boisterous work. You know, a work that's people that draw attention to themselves, people that make themselves look big, important. But that's not always where the mighty work is. If love is in it, that's where the Holy Spirit is. Where there's godly love, the God kind of love. That's where the Holy Spirit works the most. And people who love God the most, they serve the most. Now, a lot of times when people are serving God, they're doing all this, that they're attempting to do everything that they read about. And they seek to honor God. And they pray for people. These are not things that you notice, because these things are mostly done in private. They are the thriving people. They are the people who are really on fire for God. They're not noisy. They're not boisterous people. They're dedicated. And when they minister, the words have more depth and more gravity. They're more anointed, because God can trust them, because they love God. In that order. Everything that's loud and flashy is not of God. And sometimes it is, and thank God for it. But the real move of God, see, we bear fruit after our kind. We bear fruit after our type. Now, the Word of God says every tree bears fruit after its own kind, its own make and model, whatever it is. An apple tree bears apple fruit. Pear tree bears pears. Pear tree bears pears fruit. And a good tree don't bring forth bad fruit, a poisonous fruit, because it's not designed to bring forth poisonous fruit. Apples are not poisonous. You don't eat an apple and die, because there's no poison in it. For an apple to be bad or taste bad, it may not be sweet enough, it may be bland, but it's not poisonous. And if they taste bitter, it's probably because a worm got in it. But of itself, it's all right. You can eat it. It's designed by God for you to eat. Now, there are poisonous berries out there, and I don't know what they are or what the name of them are. And people learn pretty much that they're poisonous. And they don't bear stuff you can eat. In fact, everybody knows you don't eat that. So people bear fruit out to their type. What type of person, if they have a heart of love, if they have patience, that the people that come up in their ministry, they'll have the wisdom of patience. If they're impatient, the people that come up in their ministry will act impatient. So the more we love, the more we live. Those people that operate in love, they have more understanding. They have more, everything is better when you love God. That's where the power is. See, love is the foundation. You can't put a person that's known to be on fire for God. People will say, well, they're on fire because they're voicey. They talk a lot. And they talk with dedication. And if they really are on fire for God, that's not the foundation of their dedication. It's not their vocal ways. They may not be shy. They may talk up. They may speak boldly. All of that stems from their love for God. Their love is always the foundation. There are people who have a reputation. They once served God in the past and it was beautiful. But if they let their love die, all they have is a reputation. And that's where the Laodicean church, that's what it was rebuked for. It left its first love. It left the way of love and became lukewarm, unconcerned about the things of God, but they had the reputation of being a Christian nation, a Christian society. The Pharisees had the reputation of being godly. They were the people to see if you wanted to go to heaven. But they were wrong. They wanted Jesus crucified. They thoroughly misunderstood the word of God. They became wicked in their way, and all their knowledge meant nothing because their heart were wicked in their heart. And they had the ability to judge right, but they would not. Even they answered some of Jesus' parables correctly, and then they realized that Jesus spoke those parables against them. And they stopped trying to trap him with words because they couldn't. And they had to pay somebody to lie on him. When you read the discourse of what happened when they crucified him, they had people to lie on him and say that he said things that he didn't say. They said he came to do away with the law of Moses and spoke against Caesar and all these things that were not true. And then he didn't defend himself because he wanted to die for us. See, God knows what he's doing, and he knows how people think, far and near. He knows how they think. Now, what we see from our vantage point, we can't see what God can see from his vantage point. So what you're going to have to do as believers in him and as people of God and children of God and ministers of the gospel, you have to trust what the Lord sees. What is he revealing to you? That's what you're going to have to go on, because you're not in a position to see what the Holy Spirit can see. The few people in your ministry that you know of, you don't even know the greatness of what they can do and what the Holy Spirit can do in their lives. On our end, it doesn't look like much, but on God's end, he knows it all. And I promise you, he's mightily moving by his Spirit. He's able to access everybody, everywhere, and cause them to say that he brings things to their attention when he needs to. He can cause people to say the right things to the right people at the right time. And he's been doing this for years, a little here and there. So when the rapture comes, a lot of people that he wanted to get, he's going to be able to get. Because people have played a part in the living works of God. And they didn't. Most of the time, they may not even realize it. A lot of times, God calls you to say the right thing, and you know you don't even know what a blessing you were to somebody. You just being everyday kind. You just doing the right thing, and the Holy Spirit set things up for you to say things to give people clarity at strategic times of their lives. And sometimes you may know of it, and most of the time you may not. But a work of the Holy Spirit is a work of the Holy Spirit. And the greatest works are done by those who love God from their heart. Our capabilities are great. I can talk about authority, how it works. The Lord taught me how you can fight spiritually. You can stop wars if you can fight spiritually. You can keep people from dying. If you know of a situation and it's on the other side of the planet, but you were walking by the television and you heard where ISIS may have captured somebody, you can command Satan that he cannot kill those people and use his puppets, ISIS, to kill that person. And then you can, if you have the faith, you can tell Satan you got to let him go. I have done this. You can pull down strongholds with the words of your mouth and faith in the Lord's word. Jesus gave us authority. It's not a big deal. It's amazing on our end. But that's just a scratch of the surface of what God can do if we believe him. And if you love God, your faith is going to work. The faith that you have can be working every day. And you can access heaven on people's behalf. The people that you love the most, the people that you want to see in heaven, be praying for them. Tell Satan he can't blind their eyes. And he can't harden their heart. And he can't speak to their mind. He can't breed confusion. You have to put a demand on things. You have to pray over your children. The enemy's trying to get them to decide against God. Just the same thing he did against Job, he's trying to do everybody that way. It's just not as intense, but over time it is. It doesn't seem like, see, what Satan did against Job, he gave it all he had. But Job wouldn't budge. He did the worst things he could imagine to get Job to curse God to his face and die. But he would not do that. And if you study the book of Job, chapter 1 and 2, he was trying with all he knew to get Job to curse God and die. That was the challenge. And it did not work. Now, his goal for us is not to get us to just curse God and die. He would rather for us to live a lukewarm life and then get in rebellion and curse God and die. He said everything he set up, all the problems that come your way, they don't just come your way for nothing. They are attacks. And God has nothing to do with it at all. The people in your life that buck against you and cause you problems, that's not them. That's Satan. Whatever they want that's not of God, Satan is using it to destroy and aggravate your life. And the only way to win is to fight biblically. Take full authority over what Satan has done. Speak the word of God in your life. And mean it. And take him out of your equation. And make your life on earth as it is in heaven. These are the things we just have to do. And if we don't do them, it won't happen. Your life will run the course without you fighting. You don't want that to happen. We got to fight back. If we have any love for God at all, we will do our part and fight back. And resist the enemy. We'll submit our lives to God, submit the enemy, and watch him flee from us as in terror. Now, we got to do these things. It's easy, but it's not impossible, especially if we just love God and keep his commandments. If we love his word, see, the word of God is the knowledge of love. Whatever you want to know about love, read God's word. It covers it. And remember, love is not a noun, it's a verb. A noun is a person, place, or thing. A verb is active. Charity is a verb. That's love in action. And that's what 1 Corinthians talks about, love in action, active love. Pastor like to say every Sunday as he leads us in confessions, he say he says I have active faith. active faith. You're believing God for something. And I'm always believing God for something, especially the work He gave me to do. I pray for the listeners of this website and the radio broadcast, and I pray over others. I pray for situations. And those are the things I believe God for the most. And then lastly, I think of things that I want. I make known what I want because God is able to perform it. He's able to do it. And he loves us so much. And we need to be asking for the things we desire, but seeking first the kingdom of God. If we seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, then our things will be added. And then we're equipped to serve heaven. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we're going to receive much knowledge. And that kind of knowledge will be multiplied to us. Things of the anointing can be multiplied. The anointing requires you walking in love, obedience. Things are greater, they're greater revealed when we operate according to God's word. And that way the anointing can multiply on our lives. See, the anointing, as we yield to the Lord, we're able to do more. We're capable of so much more. Our capabilities has no limit. Because we have no limits. And the Lord loves us. And He has so much to say to us. There's so much that we can do in Him as we go forward in the Lord. There's nothing we will lack. Poverty will be a greater thing of the past. It'll be gone out of our lives. There's no form of poverty that can last as we go forward in the Lord. You don't have, you know, some people don't, they attain things that they desire. They have a good life, or things are going well, but they feel like they're not bearing fruit. And it's kind of depressing to them. It's aggravating. They want to be able to bear fruit, and they want to know that they're bearing fruit. My friend, if you love God, you're bearing fruit. It's impossible to love God and not bear fruit. If you can respond to people like they matter. I used to ask the Lord about walking in love, how I could do a better job, how I could really reach people. And the things that He replied was simple. Love people. Love them like He loves us. Call people back. When they call you, call them back. Treat people right. These are the things that make the difference. Spend time talking to people as if they really matter, as if you're concerned, as if you care about them. And if you do care about it, it's real. And it works. When people know that you care about them, it makes a lot of difference. And couple it with prayer. Whatever they tell you, and if they say anything to you in confidence, don't take it lightly. Pray for them earnestly and help them seek God about their problem. These are the things that last. These are the things people remember. And this is how we win souls. And if the Lord give you a word for somebody, He knows that you have rapport with them. He knows that they are listening to you. He knows they can be receptive to you. This is very important. Very important. When the Lord knows that people can receive from you, He will cause you to say what they need. And sometimes it makes all the difference. And the Lord thinks of everything. Everything. And remember, God is good, and He's mightily moving by His Spirit. He has so much to say to us, and there's so much that can be said. There's so many things that we can learn as we go forward in the Lord. Never underestimate what God can do in your life. The capabilities that you have, they are mighty. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God greatly loves you and truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is Lord.